Anonymous asks, when cutting someone else's nails, one's child, for example, who needs to do Netil Shadayim, the cutter or the cutee or both? The answer is very clear, that only one who cuts his own nails has to wash Netil Shadayim or has his nails cut by someone else. The one who cuts someone else's nails does not have to wash his hands, even if he touches the nails. When I wipe my child's bottom, do I need to do any kind of Netil Shadayim? Yes, if you touch parts of his body that are usually covered, and especially the parts that are dirty, you have to wash Netil Shadayim before you say brachas or learn Torah.